welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulous slave paradise of Auckland, New Zealand, fluoridated and Fukushima irradiated, which is great for the economy because everybody now has a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb. My very special guest, Suzanne Posel, today has got some news for us. But before we go to her, I wanted to recant just what happened to me this morning. I was helping my mum move, you know, like boxes and stuff. And so for the first time in like, I can't even remember, the first time in living memory anyway, I had to get into morning rush hour traffic to get to my sister's place to help my mum move boxes in there. All right. And I was just looking around at all these other people trapped in their cars, just putting up with it. And then there was me listening to the radio, hearing nothing but cricket commentary. Going absolutely mental. Saying, hey, everybody, you're a bunch of freaking slaves. Don't you get it? It's not freaking relevant. Unbelievably, I survived that experience. And I'm now here to host the radio show. My very special guest, Suzanne Posel, welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. I don't miss rush hour traffic. I don't remember what that's like.
Count your lucky stars. That's all I'll say. To do it once in a number of years is bad enough. Enough said. Why do we put ourselves through this? You know, and this is why I'm in favor of Andrew Breshago's thesis of time travel and teleportation. And his one of his main motivations for actually pushing his teleportation agenda is because he really, really, really hates Seattle traffic. Which I think is understandable. Right. What's on the board, Ms. Ford? What's the news today?
Well, the CIA has partnered with Amazon to use, to build a private cloud infrastructure to use for data mining, to expand data mining technologies, to beta test new technologies that they use for the CIA so they can better survey what's going on. And this is nothing new as far as corporations with technology, because Microsoft just came out and said, oh, yeah, the government spies and we record all of the Skype chats, and now we're storing them. So everything can be moved around between different surveillance agencies for the government quite easily. Cloud is just another way. Just as a side note, the other day when I was on a Skype call doing an interview, my husband ran in the background to see who was being blocked, who was trying to hack into our computer. And the DOD visited me 5 times while I was on the air. And they were blocked 5 times. But I thought that was interesting because a couple of people that I know who are writers made a joke and said that they did a screenshot and they were being infiltrated by the DOD information service. So I thought that, you know, oh my God, is this happening to those people? My husband showed me the screenshot, and I was like, oh my God, and that was happening while I was on the air.
Hey, so I wonder how many DOD scumbags are trying to hack into this show right now.
I don't know. It's very interesting to check and see. There's a little software program. My husband can put it in the Skype chat for you, because I don't know the name of it. But you can download it into your hard drive, laptop, and it will tell you who's trying to break in.
Well, that's awesome. It's like CCTV for your LCD.
Absolutely. So cloud web services, actually Amazon Web Services, who use cloud, is building this specialized cloud infrastructure for the CIA. And they want to push people to use cloud services, of course, because it'll work with all of your mobile apps. It'll work with social media, social games, And they're hoping to move Amazon Web Services to smartphones and Androids. And when I saw that, I thought that that was interesting, because last year, Broadcom introduced an RFID chip into Google's Android phones. And this will track you within a few centimeters, vertically, horizontally, in or outdoors, it doesn't matter. And the person who introduced the chip from Broadcom actually said that eventually this chip will determine what floor you're on in a building and have the ability to integrate information from atmospheric pressure sensors.
To what purpose?
To actually know literally where you're standing, what direction you're facing, where you are, inside a building, outside a building, it doesn't matter because it's all transmitted through the RFID chip and used with satellites and used in conjunction with the applications that you have downloaded on your phone, your operating system. Microsoft is recording the Skype chats and they're sending this information to the CIA. Then the CIA is working with Amazon, who's also working with companies who have RFID chips that can locate you within centimeters.
So this is like the digital version of giving somebody a couple of roofies and their drink. You know?
You don't realize that the phone you're holding is actually the thing that's causing you to be surveyed.
Hold on a second. If this was my phone, would I be able to look up those details as well? Like, I'd be able to look on my phone, okay, I'm facing this direction, I'm on this floor, or I know that already because, you know, I haven't got my eyes closed and my hands over my ears and screaming as loud as I can to prevent me from, you know, knowing where I am and what the hell I'm doing. Is it just specifically for those surveilling you's benefit, or can I benefit from knowing where I am and at what height, apparently, because I won't know because I won't freaking have any idea where I am because I'll be lost at all times, right?
Well, what's interesting is the U.S. Air Force has contracted Locata, who uses jigsaw positioning systems, which is JPS.
Did you say Locata? It sounds like some kind of cheese.
No, that's Ricotta.
If you say so.
This is jigsaw positioning system, and it's GPS without having to use the satellites. And it's in use with the U.S. Air Force. So we've got the military-industrial complex using, and the Department of Defense, using systems, these surveillance systems, and they're all coming together with the CIA, Amazon, all the corporations are giving into this. And Locata can actually, there's a video in the article. You can watch this gentleman who downloaded the app on Locata, and as he's walking down the hall, you can watch him walk down that same hall on his phone, and he's got the screenshot in real time on the bottom right corner. It's the craziest thing.
I know. And they've got, you know, like if you're on a treadmill, you know how they got all those mirrors and the health clubs and stuff like that? So you can have somebody with a cell phone so you can watch them watch themselves watch you watch themselves.
It does feel like that, doesn't that? One of those fun houses. It is. It's really crazy that they've got this.
Hey, man. I mean, like, if you're watching yourself, watch yourself, watch yourself, watch yourself, then your ego must be eating itself. I think that's what Lewis Black theorized anyway.
Yeah, if you're guilty of something, you try your very best to lock down and control the situation. Absolutely. That's what our government's doing. They're guilty of a lot of bad things, so they're working really hard to lock down everything. Because they know eventually that whole ideology comes to a head. Enough people realize, enough people know, and eventually a large enough group will make a decision that they don't want to participate. And in order to keep everything going, you've got to go to these crazy extremes to make sure you monitor every single person.
It's as if people are afraid of having any form of responsibility. And I think this is really the crux of the issue here. I think, because people will justify this and say, oh, well, what if, you know, like on the what if that happens one out of a million times or something, that's the reason to do a million bad things, because the one time it won't be a bad thing?
Absolutely. Well, I hear that all the time. I'm sure that you do. This person does horrible, horrible things, and then all of a sudden they do something that you like, and then you say you start to reevaluate how you feel about that person, and it's based on this new information. This is psychology. This is how politicians keep in office, because they do one really cool thing right before they get elected, so that you forget the 99 horrible things that they did while they were in office.
Yeah. Obama authorized drone strikes and gave the bankers huge bailouts and appointed massive lobbyists into the White House and had like a umpteen people from who had dual Israeli citizenship or whatever the heck. But he killed Osama bin Laden, allegedly.
Right.
And then fed him to the fishes, you know, like a mafia don.
Right, exactly. That's a good point. How many times did that guy die?
I don't know. Osama bin Laden was just the gift that kept on giving.
That's amazing.
Anytime you need an excuse, eh? So, man, you know, we need some kind of excuse to start AFRICORPS. Oh, why don't we get our man Tim Osman? I mean, Osama to blow up some kind of an embassy somewhere in a small African country, you know, where no Americans are, so nobody actually really gives a frack about them because they're African and we used to enslave them anyway. Oh, here we go. That's a brilliant idea. AFRICORPS on. Hey, wait a second. I think we really need to militarize the Gulf of Oman and stuff like that, and maybe demonize a few Arab countries so we can go in and steal their oil later, you know. What kind of, how could we do that? I mean, well, maybe if we got Tim to blow up the USS Cole or something like that. I don't know. Wait, no. Don't put yourself down. It's a brilliant idea. Oh, man. Well, hey, what if we need to justify illegal wars all over the entire place and illegally wiretap everybody's phones and scan everybody with radiation machines and then whack off in the private rooms in the background to the nice boobies and whatnot? Why don't we get Tim and a couple of cronies and stuff like that we give our own credit cards and buy their cocaine and hookers for them and Jack Daniels and get them on some planes and stuff, fly them into a few buildings, and then say it was a completely different country, one that we actually want to go in and invade and destroy in order to have geopolitical control over the region. Bro, that's brilliant. How do you come up with this stuff? I don't know. I guess I'm just lucky. Thank God for Tim Osman. Thank God for Osama bin Laden. Otherwise, the United States as we know it would fall apart.
You know, they actually had a conversation similar to that. It caught wind on Facebook. And what was his name? Patrick Clausen actually had a conversation. Hey, we need to get into war. We should do it the traditional way. Let's use a false flag.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the organic food of fresh. No,
it's the natural way. Just do a false flag, man. Just do a false flag. It'd be all good, wouldn't it?
Exactly. And oh wait, the FBI should put out some fake bombers, but they should attack the Fed.
Whoa, we just had like a real major technical glitch there. Sorry, everybody. Like I was saying, America is a land of tradition. Thanksgiving, Halloween, false flag terrorism. It's beautiful, you know? The land of the free. The home of the soon-to-be enslaved. In fact, the home of the already are enslaved and just going through the motions. It's a sad state of affairs. Hey, hold on a second. Am I not taking this seriously enough? Am I not taking the demise of what was the greatest nation in the world, now like the 50th least educated nation in the world or something like that? Am I not taking this seriously enough, that it's being destroyed systematically, handed over to evil, extreme, military, industrial, complex, eugenics-loving banker scumbags? I think maybe I'm not taking it seriously enough. But I can guarantee you, there's probably lots of other people out there who are. So ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for not being quite as serious as perhaps I should. But honestly, I don't know how to deal with this otherwise. It's either that or fetal position. You know, you remember duck and cover? Fetal position and cover your eyes is now the motto. You want to stop seeing stuff? You want to think that, oh my God, we might possibly be safe if we huddle under a desk under kindling while a nuclear weapon goes off? If that suddenly makes sense to you, then I swear, ignoring everything that goes on around you in the world, covering your eyes, covering your ears, and being in a semi-permanent fetal position, I can guarantee you will help a lot with that condition. Right back after the break, thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.